And with us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, he's the head coach of the Fruita Monument girls basketball team, defending South Western League champions. They'll face Delta tomorrow night. Michael Wells joins us. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Doing fine. So are you completely now stocked up on Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Christmas trees for the rest of the year, since, you know, we're now out of the holiday season? Are you good to go?
I'm still working through the flood of Christmas trees that I received after my last appearance on this show.
Okay.
So, I'm in good shape. You know, I think I can make it till Easter when the little eggs come out.
Okay,
so I'm in a good spot.
We're gonna bridge you over till the next holiday where you get those special Reese's cups. Good.
Yeah. I think it's a little upsetting we don't have like hearts and shamrocks, you know. But I think the last push will at least get me to the Easter eggs. So. We can make it.
Oh, good.
And I like changing the pile's reputation. Usually it's pile on pile crime, but the pile came together on this one.
They fought through it, and man, I was the beneficiary of that. I can't thank them enough.
Well, good. We're glad to hear that you're well stocked in regard to that. So, Michael, for your basketball team, like I said, last year you won the Southwestern League title. Off to a great start this year at 10-2. Your basketball team has won their last four straight. You wrapped it up this last weekend with the win against Palisade, a 60-21 victory. So your team, with victories against Lakewood, Glenwood, and Douglas County, it's been a nice stretch for your Wildcat girls.
Yeah, you know, we've made some adjustments to the starting lineup a little bit that I think have just allowed us a little more flexibility to be who we are and do what we do. You know, towards the end of the first semester, you know, we finished 2-2, and just hadn't quite found the identity we needed with this group, and you know, just made a few small adjustments that I think have worked out for us at this point, and it allows us, when we make some subs, to not go from, you know, really experienced and really old to really young. It's kind of evened out you know, some of that experience, which I think has taken away some of the peaks and valleys we were experiencing. And you know, so far so good, and hopefully we can continue to build a little momentum with the league season starting up here.
Fruita Monument girls coach Michael Wells with us on the Team Sports Network. And you look at the scoring for your team right now, Michael. Your daughter Kylie leads away at almost 8 points per game. Jillian Buck just a tick behind her at almost 8 points per game. And then Olivia Campbell, the freshman, who's really come on at 7.5 points per game. You've got Emily Richardson at almost 5 points per game. Lauren Lee at almost five a game. The scoring, you look, you know, up and down the lineup here, has been fairly balanced for your basketball team.
Yeah, you know, we've had good balance. You know, a different leader almost every night. Although, you know, Liv's been pretty consistent with it the last few. But, you know, kind of the way we play with all the pressure we put on people and pressing and trapping and that sort of thing, you just never really know how the ball is going to bounce. And so, you know, sometimes it ends up in a different person's hands, you know, on a different night. And you know, you always have people who shoot it better on certain nights versus others. And you know, we're just fortunate we have a lot of weapons that have the ability to score. And maybe in the past we haven't had, like we have in the past, that person that gets 18 or 20 on a consistent night. But, you know, then you're kind of all your eggs in one basket. So I'm happy with our balance. And you know, it's worked for this group so far, and you know, we just got to continue to ride that train and hopefully keep that balance.
Wildcat girls basketball coach Michael Wells joining us today on the Team Sports Network. And you look at the 5A RPI right now. Monarch is the number one team in 5A in the RPI, Michael. But your Wildcat girls, good spot, number 11 right now, even though we're still a long ways away from solidifying the postseason for the 5A state girls basketball tournament. At this juncture, at 10-2, in a good spot in the RPI.
Yeah, you know, we like where we're at. You know, you always, with the goal in the RPI, is to get in that top eight, which has been kind of a road to success for us, where you're able to host that second round game and make one of those bigger schools travel over to you. That's kind of been the road for us to the Coliseum. And there's still so much, you know, so much play in the RPI. You know, I think when we played Palisade, we were 4. You know, you end up winning by almost 40, and we dropped to 14. You know, and then we haven't played in a week, and we've moved up 3 spots. And so it's just a little tough right now to see, you know, see where you're going to fit. But, you know, you hope you can stay towards the top of that thing and just continue to control what you do is play your schedule and get some victories and, you know, hopefully make some people come out to the West Slope to play you in the playoffs.
Fernald Monument girls coach Michael Wells joining us today on the Team Sports Network. You have Delta tomorrow night at your place, and you played them twice last year because of the scheduling change due to COVID. They got a couple of wins against your Wildcat girls last year. And I really think Kyle Crowder has a program. You look, your program, no doubt, one of the best, if not the best, on the Western Slope. Particularly you play at the highest classification, but certainly one of the best programs. Mary Doan Central off to a sensational start, played great last year, you know, made a deep playoff run in the 4A ranks. They're certainly really good programs. And I think Delta is one of those that I think kind of gets overlooked a little bit because they're in 3A, but that's a really good program that Kyle Crowder has.
Yeah, I have a ton of respect for Kyle, and I can tell you there's no overlook coming from us. You know, we played them twice last year, and they got us both times. And you know, Kyle runs a really good program. And I think on the eastern side of the state, there's definitely some people that overlook them. But anyone who's engaged in what's going on over here knows what kind of program he runs and what kind of talent that they have. And, you know, they lost a lot from last year's group, but you know, Erica's still involved in that deal, and we're very familiar with her and the time we spent playing with her on the club level, and you know, then you look at some younger pieces that he's added around her, or that's come up around her in the you know, Summers and Miller girl, and the one thing we know, you know, we've got to be ready. They'll be well coached. They have a system that they run, and they do it really well. And you know, typically it's going to come down to who executes that system the best. And, you know, it's a bit of a clash of two styles. And, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity. And you know, hopefully we get a chance to play well and get this one this time.
Yeah, the Panthers, Erica Kuda, really talented player, averaging 14 points per game for the Delta Panthers. And then on Tuesday at your place, you open up defense of your Southwestern League title against one of those great programs here on this side of the hill that you get to play twice a year, the Montrose Indians, Steve Skiff and his team, Taylor Yanowski. She's got off to a great start for them, and that'll be a fun matchup coming up on Tuesday at your place.
Well, it's not too long that the title for the Southwestern League had run through, you know, whoever won the game against Montrose and Fruita, and Steve's done a good job with his group, and you know, they had lost a lot and were a little down last year, but you know, he's got some good pieces back in Taylor and Josie, and you know, it's never an easy one when you play them, and I have a ton of respect for him and what he does with that group, and you know, for us to get an opportunity to kick off a title defense, you know, against them, it'll be a great test for us, and I think really set the tone for you know, what that Southwestern League race is going to look like, and you know, we welcome that opportunity.
And of course, down the road, you got Central on the horizon. They're off. Mary's team's playing great. Christina Manzanera's, the Wagner girls, they're all playing really good basketball, and that'll be a big challenge down the road when you take on the Central Warriors.
Yeah, you know, Mary's done a great job with that group. They've got a great, you know, a great core of kids back, and you know, probably more depth maybe than they've had in the past, and you know, they're super talented. And you know, the focus for us is, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to in the last week that say they can't wait for that game, but, you know, I think we need to focus on tucking that in the back of our memory, because we've got two really good teams, you know, in front of us the next 2 days, and you know, we'll take a look at that Central film when it comes time to play, but we're both very familiar with each other, and you know, I think it's one of those exciting games you circle on the schedule, you know, when it comes out. But you know, we need to focus on Kyle's group, and I don't know who has an answer for Erica, but I don't know that we have one on our roster, so it's going to take all five girls on the floor to pay some attention to her and hopefully get that deal done tomorrow night.
Head coach of the Fruita girls basketball team, Michael Wells, joining us on the Jim Davis Show. When you talk about the Kudas and the Yanowskis and the Wagners out at Central, is there similarities in their three games that you can kind of co-opt some prep from maybe this week for, say, 2 weeks down the road taking on Central, or are they just such different players that you really have to take them as they come?
Well, we just try and take them as they come. You know, Erica's a bit more of a challenge for us from the perspective that she has the ability to step outside, but she really does a lot of her damage inside and in transition. And, you know, we're more of a perimeter-oriented team, and we've had great success in the past stopping perimeter-oriented players. you know, by putting a Kylie or someone like that on him and just taking him out of the game. We haven't had the pieces, you know, recently to be able to do that from someone that plays inside. And so, you know, it provides a little different challenge for us, you know, than maybe it does against Montrose. But then, you know, you look at Mary's group, and it's hard to just take Christine out because then you have Bryn. So you take Bryn out, and Christine is someone really hard to play, you know, one-on-one because she's just so talented with the ball, you know, a lot like a Sydney Brandon back in the day. And then they have so many good shooters around her, and that's not even considering Alex and the Rascone girl inside. And so, you know, they all present different challenges that you got to just focus on one at a time and really execute the game plan for that night. And hopefully you can do that and you know, just move on to the next step.
Right, so tomorrow night, both Fertile Monument teams host Delta at the Wildcats Gym, and then on Tuesday, it begins in Southwestern League play. We'll have coverage, our full court coverage, brought to you by Ken Richards State Farm Insurance, Montrose at Fruta, and then the Central Warriors at Grand Junction. We'll have coverage of those games starting with pregame at 5 o'clock on Tuesday night. Always appreciate it, Michael. Thank you so much, and we'll see you Tuesday.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, Michael Wells, Fertile Monument girls basketball coach, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show.